Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024, and we have 132 days until the presidential election. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer on the phone line to start the show today, just for the first segment. Chase Geiser is going to be hosting the first hour, and then I'm back in studio, second hour, to interview General Mike Flynn, a very important interview that I'm very much looking forward to. That's going to happen in the second hour, and then we will take calls in the third hour responding to that interview and more. In the meantime, the big news is Julian Assange finally being released from a maximum security prison. He spent 1,901 days in said prison for what? Well, for the crime of journalism. Now, this is a very important story for many reasons. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have exposed what I think are unarguably can only be described as war crimes, how governments lie to their populations to get them to go to war. He exposed those during the Bush years. He exposed those during the Obama years. Now, in that time span, and then, of course, exposing the Democrats in 2016, you saw Julian Assange as a hero to the American left for exposing what was going on when Bush and Cheney were engaging in war crimes, in many people's views, all over the Middle East. But then when they were continuing at WikiLeaks to expose them during the Obama years, or then when they released the Democrat Party emails that certainly helped Trump in the 2016 election, all of a sudden the American left hated Julian Assange. But all Julian Assange did was provide transparency so that the American people could be more informed and make good decisions politically. But when you think about the importance of his work, exposing war crimes, exposing government lies, exposing in 2016 the internal workings and communications of the Democrat Party, much of which the mystery of has still not been fully explained. A lot of speculation, a lot of assumptions, a lot of things I think we understand. But of course, what am I talking about? We're talking about spirit cookings. If you weren't around in 2016, you might have missed it. Democrat officials, the Clinton Democrat Party, Hillary Clinton and the Podestas, spirit cookings with Marina Abramovich, where they take human feces, blood, and other specimens and rub it on the wall in some sort of a demon-like worship ceremony. I don't know how else to describe it, but that's what it is. This is in the Democrat Party emails, not to mention talking about children, young children, minor children, in the hot tub for your entertainment. Weird words seeming to use pizza as a code language, pizza parties, map-related pizza maps, and of course, the $65,000 hot dog party that Barack Obama apparently was interested in having. This is the type of important work that Julian Assange did, and he suffered for a long time, and he should be viewed as a hero for exposing what he exposed, and a hero for not giving up his sources as well. But he's finally free. He's cut a deal, apparently, with the Department of Justice. The details we're still waiting on. But Trump needs to come out and say he would give Julian Assange a full pardon. And I'm curious what role now Julian Assange is going to play in the 2024 elections. Certainly, the Biden administration could consider pardoning him for some political points that they so desperately need. But I get the feeling that Hillary Clinton still has some pull inside the Democrat Party. Who knows? Maybe Hillary Clinton is the reason why Julian Assange was rotting in a prison for 1,900 days. So I don't know if Joe Biden would even be allowed to pardon Julian Assange, because that's Hillary Clinton's scalp that he's getting punished for exposing her. So let's remember the important work of Julian Assange and what a hero he truly is. We're going to have more on that coming up. Chase Geiser taking over. I'll be back in studio second hour with a very important interview. General Mike Flynn. See you then.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Your host, Chase Geyser, exposing the deep state on The War Room.
Welcome to The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host for 1 hour during this broadcast today. Owen Schroyer will be back in studio at the top of the next hour, joined by General Flynn. And there's so much to cover. I'm not really going to touch on the Julian Assange stuff much this hour, because you're going to get a lot of that in the next hour, and I want to give Owen the opportunity to cover that for you guys. But obviously, that's the major news of the last 24 hours. I've got a litany of clips on the desk here and articles on the desk from InfoWars.com. I always try to prioritize content from InfoWars.com specifically to cover on the show, just to give you a taste of what's going on. And let's just start with this clip number 16. That was so good. The View praises CNN dumping Trump spokesperson mid-interview. The harpies of The View couldn't contain their excitement over CNN anchor Casey Hunt's move to cut off her interview with Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt on Monday. Let's run this clip and unpack it.
You know, the first presidential debate of 2024 is airing on CNN on Thursday, but already it's mired in controversy after you-know-who's campaign press secretary was yanked from the network this morning. Take a look.
President Trump is knowingly going into a hostile environment on this very network on CNN with debate moderators who have made their opinions about him very well known over the past 8 years and their biased coverage of him.
My colleagues, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, have acquitted themselves as professionals as they have covered campaigns and interviewed candidates from all sides of the aisle. I'll also say that if you talk to analysts of debates previous, that if you're attacking the moderators, you're usually losing. What do you expect from Joe Biden?
Well, first of all, it takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay, now, as I'm sorry, guys. We're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time.
And they just revel in it. That's enough of that clip, because they go on for 9 minutes and just a litany of retarded rhetoric. but they just love it. They think she's so cool. But imagine a press outlet, a media outlet, that cuts people off for attacking the claims of the media outlet. I mean, even here at InfoWars, we've been under attack relentlessly for almost 30 years now, especially in the last 8 years. Basically, ever since Donald Trump was elected in 2016, InfoWars has been under attack from the right and the left, and we fight back, we attack back, because we realize that both the right and the left are culpable for all of the ills that we face as the American people. It's fairly simple. But you have Alex Jones on his show having rabbis on to debate, having the Fuentes of the world on to debate. And it just goes to show the difference in character between this network and so many other networks. You know, there's something amazing that I've noticed. I've had the privilege of visiting a number of other networks since I started working here as a guest. I did a little bit of a podcast tour for my book. And I will say, there is something very special and different about this place, InfoWars, versus other networks and other platforms. And one of the things that I noticed specifically, and I'm not going to name any names here because I don't want to be rude and I don't want to inadvertently create enemies unnecessarily, But if you walk by Alex's office here at InfoWars, it is the most humble, small office. I mean, my office here at InfoWars is bigger, more spacious, more convenient, nicer than Alex's office. This is a man who doesn't care at all about the lifestyle and the fame or the notoriety or having the biggest office or the corner office or the biggest windows or any of the vanity or superficial details typically associated with major network heads. And that's what he is. He's the head of a major network. InfoWars, with an audience larger than CNN in many cases, if not every day. Larger than Fox News, especially now that Tucker's gone on many days. Millions of listeners every day, not to count tens of millions of viewers and listeners if you consider the views and metrics of the different clips that get uploaded, both by us on all the social media platforms as well as by our listeners that go viral. Even though we're banned on TikTok and Instagram, even though we're banned on Facebook and YouTube, we still go viral more often than the likes of CNN or other major news outlets. And I've visited other networks where they have giant glass offices, and I've heard stories of Matt Lauer with his button under the desk that could remotely lock the door across the room. And it just goes to show the lack of vanity here. We're willing to have the critics on to talk. We're willing to reach out to the other side, to the enemies of freedom, to the enemies of free speech, to the enemies of InfoWars, and talk to them on the show to face our opponents head on any day, anytime. And then you have this example of CNN coming out and not even allowing somebody representing the leading candidate for president of the United States to speak any sort of criticism of colleagues. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Frankly, it's embarrassing, but it goes to show how sensitive they are about their weakness. They are acting like a beat dog. They are acting like a rescue dog. They don't trust you. If you try to pet them, if you try to confront them or deal with them, they're just going to lash out and bite because they can't handle the fact that they know deep down they're in a very vulnerable position. They know deep down that they're in a position of weakness. And out of that terror, that fear of their own vulnerability, they do anything they can to just live in denial that anyone who would ever criticize them even exists. And they don't want their audience to realize that they don't have a monopoly on thought. They don't have a monopoly on free speech or press or perspectives or ideas. They don't have a monopoly on the truth. And as soon as someone comes on air on a CNN or an MSNBC or even a Fox News these days and expresses any sort of criticism, it shows to their audience that there is not actually a monopoly of thought. There is not a universal consensus as to what networks are telling the truth, what perspectives are the most accurate. And that terrifies them. They are dying, and everything that we are seeing from them is a lashing out against this death. They do not want to go quietly into the night, but they want to make sure that you're quiet as they die. They don't want to be laying on their deathbed with anybody sitting next to them saying, "I told you so, you evil traitors." And so they can't even handle the criticism. I mean, a real professional in that situation, a real professional would have that conversation, defend the colleagues, make the counter arguments, and make the spokesperson for the Trump campaign look stupid if it was even possible, even if they had to really pull some strings or stretch to do it. You don't even have to be right to win a debate. I mean, how many times have you seen the likes of Destiny or others win a debate despite the fact that they're blatantly wrong? Now, recently, Destiny hasn't won many debates because he's debated formidable opponents like Jordan Peterson and others. But there are countless examples of Destiny engaging in debates where he just mows down the competition, the opposition, because he's smart and he prepares. So I'm not even saying that CNN has to be right or correct in order to make someone like that look stupid. If they're just prepared for this debate, if they realize that they're having an antagonist, an opponent on their show, why is it that they can't muster up the courage and the conviction and the fortitude and the strength to simply fight back and look awesome? I wouldn't agree with them. We would probably cover it and tear it down the next day on this very network if that were the case, because obviously the side of truth is not on the side of CNN. But the fact that they just have to shut down their opposition is such a small example that can be extrapolated to the entire worldview of these leftists, that they understand they are wrong, they understand they are dying, they understand that they are losing, and their only strategy is to silence the opposition, to shut down the opposition whenever possible, wherever possible, on every single medium. Where if you say something out of line on social media, they'll send their army of bots to reach out to your employer to try to get you fired. Where if you say anything on social media that even has a semblance of a violation of terms of service conditions for those platforms, they will mass report to try to get you silenced. I mean, we understand that the main reason that these institutions, whether it's CNN, the DOJ, the federal government on the whole, CIA, FBI, these three-letter agencies, we understand that the main reason these agencies, these networks, this institution, this political class is so averse to Elon Musk and what's happened with X is because they see freedom of speech itself as an existential threat. And frankly, it is an existential threat for them. Freedom of speech will kill them because their entire business model is built off of lie after lie after lie, and lies cannot live in the context of the truth. That's why censorship almost always censors the truth so lies can be propped up. It never really censors lies, does it? It always censors the truth, and that's why these major media outlets and our government is trying to bring down the likes of Elon Musk or X or the likes of InfoWars, because they understand that they will wither and die as long as the truth is broadcast on a massive scale. And while the Brian Stelters and the Don Lemons and all the other litany of hosts are fired from network after network, as they have for the last 4 years, as these mainstream networks struggle and go out of business and try to pivot over and over again because what they're doing is never working, because they don't realize the problem is the lies, not even the business model. We see that InfoWars is still on the air. It's in a very dangerous and vulnerable position. You should go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help keep us on the air. There is a narrow way through, but we're still on the air. I mean, Alex Jones, under all the attacks that he's faced over the course of the last 4, 6, 8, 30 years, is one of the only major media hosts still on the air. I mean, just think of the list of major media hosts who aren't on the air. Brian Stelter, Matt Lauer, Don Lemon, Cuomo's. They're all gone. They were all outlived by InfoWars, all outlived by Alex Jones, while they mocked and acted as if we were going to lose, we were going to get shut down, we were going to be silenced, we were going to die, we were going to face justice for our fake news, which we used as a tool to sell supplements to make tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, for Alex Jones, who lives some glorious lifestyle beyond the means of any average American. Well, he's the one still on the air because he's the one that's been the closest to the pulse of the truth over and over again. This network, which I am so damn proud to work at, has been the closest to the truth. Not perfect, but the closest to the truth over and over again for decade after decade. And that's why they hate us. They don't hate us because of anything that we got wrong. They hate us because of everything that we get right. Whether it's weapons of mass destruction, whether it's the Patriot Act, whether it's the vaccines, whether it's the impeachment, whether it's the Russian collusion hoax, whether it's the Hunter Biden laptop, whether it's Biden having cognitive decline and being hopped up on amphetamines, we have been right every time on every major issue, on every important issue, and right before anyone else. I guarantee we have had to issue fewer corrections to any of our journalism than any other of these outlets. Per article. If you look at the average of corrections needed versus articles published, and you compare us to the CNNs or the MSNBCs or the Fox Newses or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journals or any other of these leftist outlets controlled by the deep state, literally since Project Mockingbird, controlled by the deep state, InfoWars has had to issue fewer corrections. I bet you the number is astounding. And this is why it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com. I know that there are concerns among listeners, diehard InfoWarriors, frankly, American heroes out there, you guys, about whether or not we're going to make it. I don't know. I'd say 50-50, 60-40 that we do. It seems like every week that goes by, we have fewer and fewer options, fewer and fewer strategies, viable alternatives to death. But one thing is for sure. We are not going to let this network fail because our audience is too scared to order something on InfoWarsStore.com because they don't know whether they're going to get it. I'm asking you to bet on InfoWars right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Nitric Boost. Get Brain Force Ultra. Get Brain Force Plus. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is back in stock as of yesterday, as I understand it. These products are amazing. I believe you will get them if you order them. We have an important hearing tomorrow, but I believe that we're going to be okay for the foreseeable future. Order now because we have to show financial viability, financial profitability over the course of the next several months if our strategy forward is going to be successful. And while these mainstream networks lie, we will continue to tell the truth. We will be saved by the info warriors out there. We don't cover the news and broadcast so that we can sell supplements, folks. We sell supplements so that we can cover the news and broadcast. That's what the warped left doesn't understand, because all these other outlets, whether it's CNN, New York Times, MSNBC, these major legacy media outlets, they all cover the news so that they can sell advertisement. And they don't cover things like problems with vaccines because the major pharmaceutical companies account for 70% of their ad revenue. They don't cover things like how much better Tesla is than the other major automotive companies because so much of their ad revenue comes from the other major automotive companies. They are the ones with the conflicts of interest because they have to cater to third-party advertisers as part of their business model to fund their operation. So they lie to you on behalf of the government so they don't get broken up, commandeered. And they lie to you on behalf of their third-party advertisers because they're so scared of losing sponsors. And when that started to happen to us years ago, Alex was one of the first, if not the first, leaders in media to realize that in order to cover the news efficiently, profitably, and honestly, we had to sell our own products. That way we don't have to sell out to anyone. We don't have to worry about whether we're going to offend donors or offend sponsors. We don't have to side with the Republicans or the Democrats every single time. We just have to side with the truth. And that's why InfoWarsStore.com is this narrow way to allow us to reach millions upon millions of people every single day and still tell the truth without a single conflict of interest, unlike any other major media platform or network in the history of media, folks. I mean, it's brilliant stuff. And you have the CRO with his filings about the incompetence of Alex Jones. You realize that normies always perceive brilliant men as incompetent. You realize that normies always perceive brilliance as mediocre or lackluster. I mean, you realize that the board of directors of Apple fired Steve Jobs because they thought he was incompetent, and it resulted almost in the death of their company in the 90s until he came back and saved the company with the iPhone and the iPod and all of the major innovations. What we're facing right now is an entire population, an entire industry of normies. I'm talking about double-digit IQs leading major media outlets, much of this because of diversity, equity, inclusion, resulting in just total incompetence at the highest levels of our media institutions, not understanding the brilliance of brilliant men. And I'm not saying this to kiss Alex's ass. He's got problems. He's not perfect. Don't get me wrong. I've worked with him very closely. I know him very well. I understand that he's a human being. He's not a god. He's not a prophet. He's just a very talented, brilliant human being. And all of these criticism come from people who just don't understand the level of competence that allows for this operation with like 47 employees to get more views than CNN with however many hundreds of employees. To make more of an impact than our own government's effort at disinformation. You realize the entire federal government is coming out against this network with 47 employees wearing Iron Maiden t-shirts in the back, broadcasting the truth. The entire government is trying to shut us down, and they have failed, and they've been trying for 8 years. The same government that won World War II. I know we've lost basically every single war, but the same government that successfully created the propaganda war for the war on terror that got us into conflict out of conflict, resulting in the death of millions upon millions of people, can't figure out a way to keep these 47 people from coming to work. I mean, it's pathetic. But it's a testament to the strength of the truth, and that is what terrifies the leftists so much. Leftists, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they are leftists. These institutionalized bureaucrats who would go and lie and cheat and swindle and deceive and just sell their souls to Satan for the sake of a little political success, a little power, a little kickback from the American people who are working 20 hours a day to try to make ends meet in Biden's economy. And they can't win against the truth. I am just praying that like so many times before in the history of mankind, and the leftists will say, oh, it's humankind now, don't say mankind. In the history of mankind, so many times before, right when evil seems like it's about to win, just like in all of our movies, whether it's Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or another blockbuster like Star Wars, right when the Empire seems like it's about to win, good people wake up just in the nick of time. They come together. There's some miracle. Han Solo comes in the Millennium Falcon out of nowhere and saves the day, saves good from death, from murder by the hands of evil. I am praying that we can get that to happen one more time, not just for the sake of this network, but for the sake of this country and by proxy for the sake of the world and humanity itself. And it depends on you. It depends on you listening, downloading, sharing, going to InfoWarsStore.com. You can literally save humanity. I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to sell supplements. I mean, I am trying to inspire you. I pray for the Spirit of God to enter me so that I can inspire you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, get Brain Force Plus, get Brain Force Ultra, get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, get any number of these products. They are all amazing, top of the line, the best, and we sell them ourselves so we don't have to sell out the truth for the sake of a bottom line. I am praying that you go right now and be the reason that we're still on the air, because we need you now more than ever. And every time that we have called upon you to help us, you have come through. Every time we have needed a miracle, there has been one. We need one now. You are patriots. We are all patriots. There is no call we do not answer. There is no faith that we betray. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and pick up any of our products. This is going to save this network and potentially this country come this election on the 5th of November. Now, we're coming up on a break in about a minute. We're going to cover Karine Jean-Pierre making claims that rampant inflation is not going to impact Joe Biden. We're going to cover documents showing that the COVID shot takes over the entire human body and Alex Jones's prediction of that in 2020. We're going to cover Tapper comparing Donald Trump to Hitler, major media outlets saying Joe Biden is going to be very energized because they know he's going to be hopped up on amphetamines. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton proposing killing Assange with drone strikes, Biden's task force to combat cheap fakes, which is going to be our word very soon, and Trump's recent speech calling out the disproportionate attacks on his blunders versus Joe Biden's, how unfair they are. But obviously the truth is under assault. Obviously humanity itself is under assault. So stick with us, please. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Get Nitric Boost or any of the other products. Be the reason that we are still on the air. And please save America. We'll be right back in about 4 minutes, folks.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Where critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth, it's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to the War Room, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this afternoon for the next 27 minutes before the great Owen Schroyer takes over and has General Michael Flynn on the show. That's going to be an amazing interview. I can't wait to listen to that. Let's dive into some of these clips here. Karine Jean-Pierre claims rampant inflation won't hurt Biden during the first debate. I know this clip is long, guys, but I'm just going to run a couple of minutes of it and then I'll pull us out. Let's do clip number two here. Karine Jean-Pierre claims rampant inflation won't hurt Biden.
Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine, good morning. It's good to
see
you.
Thank you so much, Willie. Thanks for having me.
So take us, if you will, to Camp David this morning, where President Biden has been for the last several days and will be for a couple of more ahead of Thursday night's debate in Atlanta. What does the prep look like?
Yeah.
How is he preparing?
So look, I'm going to be really mindful. I can't break the Hatch Act from here. As you know, when there is an opportunity for this president to speak to millions of Americans, he shows up. and he meets the moment. So obviously the president's going to look forward to Thursday doing just that, laying out what he normally does, what he's done the last 3.5 years, how he's going to continue to build on the economy. We're talking about historic numbers in creating jobs, low unemployment rate, and not forgetting that we can't leave communities that have been normally left behind, right? He wants to make sure we build an economy for all, and there's a contrast there. We have, on the other side, we have congressional Republicans, we have extreme Republicans who want to give tax breaks to billionaires, give tax breaks to corporations. That's what they want to continue to do. Let's not forget, they continue to talk about cutting Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. That's not what our president wants to do. He wants to expand health care. And just yesterday, we talked about Dobbs' decision and how the Dobbs decision took away, fundamental rights for women across the country. The president is going to continue to fight for those rights. And you heard directly, obviously, on the show, interview with Mika, with the vice president, and she laid that out in a way that is really true to where we are as an administration and what we've been saying for the past 2 years.
If former President Trump can talk policy on Thursday, which remains an open question. We'll see what kind of performer he is that night. One of the places he's undoubtedly going to go is to inflation, which everybody across the country is feeling despite all that economic data we talk about all the time that is so strong. The economy's thriving. Talk about things costing too much. He'll look into the camera maybe and say, you know that your cereal costs too much. He'll go down the list of groceries and gas. How will the president address that criticism?
So here's the thing. This is something that we've been talking about for some time, right? The economy. And you're right. The data shows that the economy is indeed strengthening. It's stronger. And we understand that we came out of a pandemic, a once-in-a-century pandemic. And the work that this president did with from the American Rescue Plan to the bipartisan infrastructure legislation to the Inflation Reduction Act, all of these historic pieces of legislation has helped this country get back on its feet. So, yes,
unbelievable.
You know, eggs and
so
milk
all they
and
have,
grocery things that were up.
All they have is data. And let me tell you something, folks. I've got a background in advertising. I have a background in marketing. Nobody cares about the specs and features of your product. Nobody cares about data when they're getting calls from collection agencies. Nobody cares about the federal government coming out and saying that unemployment is at record lows when you're working 3 crappy jobs to make ends meet. Nobody cares about claims from the federal government that incomes are on the rise when everyone's experiencing inflation and going further and further into debt every single month. You realize foreclosures are up like 3% year over year. Things are getting worse in major ways. People are failing to pay their mortgages, let alone failing to raise enough money to actually get into a house. And if they do get into a house, the interest rates are so high that it's untenable. I mean, it's totally unaffordable to live in the United States of America today, especially in any city or suburb of major city under Biden's economy. And so they can come out and they can twist statistics, they can twist facts as much as they want, they can twist data, and they can just spew numbers at people. But when push comes to shove, everybody knows that everything, economically speaking, totally sucks right now. It totally sucks. Everyone is broke. Everyone is struggling. Everyone is feeling the pain at the gas pump. Everyone is astonished and astounded when they go to the grocery store, when they see the prices of things, including chicken, which is up 41%. While for some reason, chicken farmers are experiencing mass fires on multiple locations. I mean, you guys have seen reports of that, right? I know we've covered it here. They spread them out. It happens every few months. But how many dozens of just catastrophic fires have been set resulting in the eradication or elimination of chicken coop after chicken coop in this country? Major farms, major livestock deaths. I mean, even here in Austin, Texas, one of our most popular fast food restaurants is a place called P. Terry's. It's amazing. Alex loves it. And they have a note that they sent out. I wish I would have grabbed a screenshot of it. I didn't know it was going to come up today. My wife took a picture of it last time she took the kids through the drive-thru for burgers and a milkshake. They have a note that says, sorry, we had to increase our prices because the cost of chicken is up 41%. And we take pride in having low prices and high quality, but we just can't do it anymore at the current price. It doesn't make sense for us financially, economically, from a business standpoint to charge as little as we've been charging. We had to raise the price. So instead of $16 or whatever, it's like $19 for the same stuff. And everybody is feeling that on a massive scale, and it doesn't matter what numbers Biden memorizes right before he consumes a concoction of amphetamines and caffeine and nootropics. He's probably taken a bunch of Brain Force Plus in addition to his amphetamines before the debate on Thursday night. Because nobody's going to care about the claims of a senile old man on national television when they know that they're having trouble going to sleep at night because they're so stressed out about whether or not they can make ends meet. The other thing about this debate is we know that any gaffe or mispronunciation that Trump makes is going to be blown up by the mainstream news over and over again in the following days after this debate. But all of the gaffes, the inevitable gaffes and mistakes and embarrassments, frankly humiliations that Joe Biden is going to suffer during the debate will be totally ignored by every mainstream network. It will be upon podcasters and networks like InfoWars to tell the truth about who screwed up the most during this debate. Let's run clip number 8 here. This is Trump calling out fake news for covering up Biden blunders. Run it.
Actually, they take a perfect, brilliant, beautiful statement that I make. I go for 2 hours without teleprompters. And if I say one word slightly out, they say, he's cognitively impaired. Whereas Biden can run into walls. He can fall off the stage. He can fall up the stairs. He falls up.
He
can
up.
Turn around. Listen to this. From 20,000 feet, a paratrooper is landing right in front of him. Everybody, all the foreign leaders, they're watching. And he turns around to look at a tree.
Right? Unbelievable. Now, and we're going to run clip number 12 here next. Biden campaign says you will see a very energized Joe Biden at the debate. This is a very short clip, but I want you to watch this because they know that they're going to hop him up with drugs. 12.
Yeah, you're going to see a very energized President Biden who is looking forward to having these direct conversations with Donald Trump on Thursday night in Atlanta.
Unbelievable. How do they know he's going to be so energized? How do they know how he's feeling personally? Oh, it's the amphetamines. Oh, it's because they're going to hop him up like he's trying to invade Poland in 2 weeks. That's how they know. He's got his own little doctor following him around, injecting him with amphetamines to try to make him coherent for 30 minutes at a time. I don't think they can get him coherent for 90 minutes, folks. Not at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I mean, this debate's not even going to be over until 10:30 at night. He's been sundowned for 6 hours every other day of the week by this time. This is an incredibly dangerous situation here. I don't know why they're doing it. Maybe this is a play to get him out. Maybe they're trying to use this disaster as an excuse to replace him at the DNC. We'll see. More news on the other side.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser. This is the final segment that I will be hosting of the War Room today. You will be joined by the great Owen Schroyer and General Michael Flynn in just a few minutes, so stick with us. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. It's more important now than ever that you purchase any number of our amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com to help keep us on the air in this final fight for the very life of InfoWars into this election season. So, we're covering the obvious double standard as far as cheap fakes are concerned, gaffes are concerned, where anytime Trump makes any single mistake, they blow it up as much as possible. And then anytime Biden makes a mistake, they totally disregard it. And they say that that mistake is a cheap fake, a word which will soon be ours. Biden campaign launches task force to combat alleged cheap fakes, urges media support. So you have the president of the United States calling out to major mainstream media outlets, urging support for his campaign. I mean, that seems inherently sort of a conflict of interest itself. It seems a little bit like an ethics violation that you have the White House pressuring mainstream media to support him in his cheap fake counter attack, his cheap fake campaign. where they want everyone to totally disregard any of his mistakes. He wants to weaponize the mainstream media in order to help him get elected. He's trying to weaponize private industry in order to help him get elected, similar to how we've seen time and time again from our federal government that they weaponize private businesses in order to violate the rights of the American people. I mean, the most famous example of this has been the Twitter files or the Facebook files, where it's proven. You have Mark Zuckerberg going on Joe Rogan and admitting that they're getting phone calls from the CIA, that they're having regular meetings with the CIA, where the CIA is requesting the deplatforming and censorship of specific accounts of American citizens. They're requesting specific policies of these major private businesses. They're publicly traded, but they're private businesses, to violate our freedom of speech rights, our freedom of the press rights, because they understand, the federal government understands, that it is illegal for it to directly silence the American people. So it has to weaponize private businesses in order to do this by proxy. Just like we're fighting a war with Russia through Ukraine as a proxy, the government is fighting a war against the American people through these major big tech companies as proxies. I mean, we've gone into details about how Google is censoring search results to try to sway the vote to the tune of 5 to 10 million votes. I mean, that's a substantial number of voters, certainly enough to sway any major federal election. We have these tech companies silencing stories like Hunter Biden's laptop story. We have the CIA and the federal government pressuring citizens to wage civil lawsuits against the likes of InfoWars so that we can be taken off of the air through civil court, because they know they don't have crap on us in terms of criminal court because we don't break any laws. And now we have the Biden campaign launching a task force to combat alleged cheap fakes, urging the media to support just more swamp deep state crap. All while the likes of Jake Tapper compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Oh, Trump is the one that's Hitlerian, despite the fact that Joe Biden has funded Nazis in Ukraine billions upon billions of dollars, $63 billion on Hitler's birthday this year, April 20th. This is clip number 17 of Jake Tapper comparing Trump to Hitler.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States. Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia. He did not mention Europe. South America, Africa, and Asia as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II. To open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
The other thing I wanted to get into is this weekend Trump suggested that the UFC should start a migrant fight club. Let's listen to that.
Dana, I have an idea for you to make a lot of money. You're going to go and start a new migrant fight league. Migrants, only migrants. And then at the end of the year, the champion migrant is going to fight your champion. And I hate to tell you, Dana, I think the migrant might win. That's how tough they are. They're just getting comfortable now. They're going to start hitting us very hard. These people are bad.
This is ugly stuff.
Yeah, I find it really disgusting. You know, my grandparents were immigrants. Everybody's parents came here or grandparents as immigrants at some point. And he just keeps throwing so much red bait to the base of his party. I know what he's doing. Anybody who's done campaigns for more than 30 seconds knows what he's doing. But at a certain point, you know, it just crosses the line over and over again. And I see it in focus group after focus groups about folks just thinking that he's good and crazy. And this weekend just reinforced that.
Scott. Well, in a way only Donald Trump can, he is drawing attention to the violent activity that we have seen in places all over this country.
Have you seen too many gladiator movies?
You can worry about it, the rhetoric, or you can worry about the murders, the rapes, the kidnappings that we've seen in a lot of these different stories. This is a big part of their campaign.
It's dehumanizing rhetoric, Scott.
Would you say it is more or less dehumanizing than murdering and raping someone?
Well, Scott,
I mean, honestly,
there's been this influx at the border, and crime has been coming down. in a pretty major way.
Are you denying that we have had a number of incidents in this country recently?
Are you denying that crime is coming down in this country?
No, where people have been
murdered,
raped.
Are you denying that crime is coming down as there is this influx at the border? Are you denying that?
I'm not denying statistics, but I'm also here to say that there are.
You realize, folks, that crime is coming down because the FBI changed all of its reporting standards. So many municipalities in the United States of America are not accurately reporting crimes to the federal government. So the crime's not really going down. And certainly migrant crime isn't going down. So even if overall crime was going down for some reason, maybe it's because we're not in a pandemic anymore. So domestic violence has gone down because when you coop up abusive marriages in a house during a lockdown, crime goes up. And then when the pandemic's over, they say, oh, crime has gone way down. There's way less domestic violence. But we're talking about migrant crime. This is definitely going up. That's the first factor. The second factor is we know that the municipalities, the cities are not accurately reporting crime statistics to the federal government because the new reporting policies are so cumbersome, not conducive to an efficient reporting system, that it's just not getting reported accurately. Even if overall crime was going down, you're comparing it to bad data during the pandemic, this fluke thing that Karine Jean-Pierre loves to call on as an excuse for a bad economy, but then won't call on as the explanation for why crime statistics are going down, because domestic violence has gone down because people aren't cooped up in their houses. And they're totally disregarding the fact that there is rape after rape, stabbing after stabbing, robbery after robbery, shooting after shooting as a result of the fact that we've let over 10 million people illegally into this country, hundreds of thousands of them from terrorist-run countries, and now our government's trying to get us to take refugees from Gaza when virtually everyone there hates us because we funded the carpet bombing of the entire region for decades? I'm not taking a side on the Gaza-Israel thing. I don't care one way or the other. I'm America first. And not only am I America first, I'm America only. Only. I care about my kids more than any kids in Gaza. I care about my wife more than any wives in Israel. I'm sorry, I do. I'm not even sorry. That's a lie. I shouldn't even say it. I'm not even going to apologize for this. America first, America only. The crimes are going up. Our people are vulnerable to terrorist attacks. Even our own government admits that we're at an all-time high in terms of risk of a terrorist attack. And so while they're censoring us, while they're attacking us from the federal government, while the Biden regime is trying to weaponize major media outlets to hide his gaffes and call them cheap fakes, while our federal government is trying to silence us and censor us through private institutions like Google and other big tech institutions, while OpenAI and other artificial intelligence conglomerates are trying to regulate the competition out so they have a monopoly on artificial intelligence so they can manipulate the psychology of the masses indefinitely until the death of humanity itself, we have an attack on our food supply as well. Not only are they burning the chicken coops all over the country, but now we have these bizarre videos, I can clip 10 here, of rubber fruit zombies? What is this? Run 10. Clip 10, please.
Are Costco and Whole Foods selling fake fruits? I've been hearing about this, but check out what's happening to these people.
When she opens it and she breaks it in half, it gets very tough and doesn't really break. And if, when it pulls, it's like it's glue.
Like, it's not even breaking, like at all. Like it.
All right, so our food supply is totally jacked up. If you want the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients associated with fruits and vegetables, I highly recommend that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get them from Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Back in stock, 10,000 units of it yesterday. It's going to sell out very quickly. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's the best multivitamin on the market, and it keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when InfoWars is needed more than ever. Stay tuned for Owen Troy on the other side.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find, Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my distinct honor to be joined by General Mike Flynn, and let's just get some of the comfort casualties out of the way in this short segment. General Flynn, great to see you. Always great to catch up with you. I know you're a very busy person, and we appreciate your time today. So glad you could be with us in the twilight of the InfoWars Hour.
Yeah, this is great, Owen. Thank you so much. And wow, I mean, where do you want to begin here? Because there's so much going on in the world, and certainly in the United States, and certainly with everything, you know, that is going to affect our lives going forward. I mean, there's this it's undeniable how much of a crisis our nation is facing right now. Undeniable.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a long list of subjects for you. But I know you've been busy. You know, your book about fifth generational warfare. You've got another book coming out as well. Your movie just came out. I mean, let's just briefly talk about the success of your movie, Pardon of Innocence, and where people can check that out, because you're putting stuff out there. I mean, this is evergreen stuff. This is good for American commentary forever. Very informative, yeah. Very important tidbits of information from your experience and just for Americans to know, generally speaking, about how we can save our country moving forward.
Yeah. So this past year, and actually over the last couple of years, but this past year has been an extraordinary year for this country. I mean, there's so many unprecedented things that we are going through and we're going to see the next couple of weeks. So, you know, I made the decision that one, I wanted to have a movie produced, which has been number one. It's number one in on Amazon right now. And it's been number one for, I think, over 8 weeks straight now, in what they call special categories, which is thousands of documentaries. And the name of the movie is Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. People can follow me at Flynn Movie on X, but Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. You go to flynnmovie.com. This movie is a extraordinary, a movie of survival, but it also tells a tale of extreme levels of corruption in our government And it ain't just about the Democrats, folks. It's not just about the Obama administration. It's about the entirety of the Uniparty. The Owen mentioned Pardon of Innocence. I do have a book coming out. I did the movie first, and I did the book second. I do have a book coming out probably by the end of the summer called Pardon of Innocence. In the movie, I talk about the Pardon of Innocence that I had to receive because I had a corrupt judge that was riding my rear end so badly, unbelievable, after my case had been dismissed for egregious government misconduct. So a judge then took on the role of judge, jury, and executioner in this corrupt, weaponized system of law that we have right now, rule of law that we have. So Pardon of Innocence is a book that will be out in the next couple of, hopefully in the next 2 months. I've got to run it through, if you can imagine. I got to run it through DOD and other parts of the government just to have it checked. But it's unbelievable that I got to do that. And then the other part that for the audience that Owen mentioned, we have this book called Fifth Generation Warfare, or Introduction to Fifth Generation Warfare, which is essentially the war that we are involved in right now here in America. And frankly, between the, those that believe in America, those that believe in patriotism versus those that believe in globalism. And so this Introduction to Fifth Generation Warfare, it's the Citizen's Guide. We have written actually, there you go, we've written actually three series of this, the Intro to 5GW, How to Fight Artificial Intelligence, and the Role of the Church. And so all of these books are out right now.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to grab an advanced copy. All right, we're up against the break. When we come back, we're going to do two long segments. General Flynn with us for an hour. Folks, you're not going to want to miss this. You're going to get a lot of important intel here from General Mike Flynn. And we're going to discuss some relevant topics for today's news as well.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
It's an omen.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I'm very much looking forward to the rest of this hour, General Mike Flynn with us. Let me just kind of lay out some of the topics we're going to get into here. We'll talk about Trump. We'll talk about the election, some of the Trump policies moving forward. We'll ask General Flynn how he feels about the sanctity of our elections. Are they free and fair? I want to talk about geopolitics. I want to talk about NATO. I want to talk about Putin, those developments as well. I want to talk about, as he was mentioning in the last segment, the weaponization of government, the political persecution we're going through, all these things General Flynn is obviously an expert on. But General Flynn, before we get into that, let's talk about the big news story from last night, and that is the deal that Julian Assange has made for his freedom, taking a plea agreement for an espionage issue, and this is a foreign citizen. So there's a lot of weird things about this, but I'd just like to get your take, seeing Julian Assange finally freed 1,901 days in a max security prison. What are your thoughts on Julian Assange, the story of Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, and finally his newfound freedom last night?
Yeah, so number one, Julian Assange is a journalist who was denied his freedom to speak freely and to report freely based on the information that he was able to get. So Julian Assange should have been pardoned, actually, under the last administration. I wish that Trump had done that at the tail end of his administration to get that over with. I think what's happened and what people need to understand is that the weaponization of our justice system, they don't seek the truth. They seek conviction. The entire Department of Justice is incentivized by their conviction rate. And their conviction rate is north of 97% with a $25 billion budget. So I have felt the pain of that. Donald J. Trump is feeling the pain of that. Peter Navarro has felt the pain of that. All of us, so many of us who have stood up, who stand up for this country, are feeling the pain of it. And Julian Assange was right in the crosshairs early on because of, frankly, things that he was breaking. I mean, information that he broke, principally about the Central Intelligence Agency. And if there is a threat to this country, it ain't Julian Assange, it's the CIA. And I think that the CIA is going to have a reckoning if we ever get to another administration, another fair administration under, in this case, under Donald J. Trump. I mean, what is WikiLeaks about? What WikiLeaks is really about, a breaking, incredible level of breaking news about the corruption inside of our government. And if we know anything now, what we know now is that the corruption of entire segments of our government, not just the weaponization of the justice system or the weaponization of DOJ, but the entirety of the intel community, all 17 agencies, the FBI being among them, the CIA being among them, and one of them I used to run, the DIA. So we have an incredible level of corruption. That's the best I can say. And Julian Assange was an early target. He was put into the crosshairs early because he broke information that they didn't want exposed. He broke information that caused the CIA, principally the CIA, and other elements in the government, particularly the justice system, and probably, the high likelihood that there are people serving in Congress, serving in the United States Senate, serving in all these administrations, particularly in the Obama administration, and certainly in the Biden administration, that would be taken up and caught up in all of this corruption that Assange is aware of. And people go, well, why doesn't he just put it up? Well, look at what they've done to him, and look at what they're doing to this man. So I you know, like, it's like people tell me, you know, when they go, well, you know where the bodies are buried. You're damn right. But that's a metaphor for a whole bunch of other things. And once you open that can of worms up, you better be in a position where you can do something about it. And in my case, they had to get rid of me as the national security advisor. So I want people to go look up what the hell the national security advisor is. Never mind Julian Assange, who was a journalist. So the citizen journalist that we have in our midst today, the journalist, and Owen, you know this. I mean, my God, I mean, you're a man who ended up having to go to prison because of this incredible level of corruption and weaponization by an organization that seeks to convict more than seeks to discover the truth. Trust me, the incentives for people in government are not to take care of the American people. It is to actually go after each and every one of us who presents a risk to their way of life, to their base of power. And it's not just the left. It's not just the Democrats, right? It's this whole uniparty. I mean, my God, I mean, we've got people we have members of the House of Representatives. We have members of the Senate that are so compromised. We have people throughout our bureaucracy that these are not Americans who are just getting a paycheck. Many of these people are socialists or Marxists. And I want people to understand that the level of socialism and, frankly, communism inside of our government systems. And then, so that's one aspect. So put that in that bin, because the other bin is the infiltration by elements of the Chinese Communist Party, clear infiltration into all institutions that not only are part of our government, but also surround the United States system and our economic system, our educational systems, right? In our colleges and universities, inside of our government institutions, whether it's commerce, whether it's the Department of Agriculture, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it's sitting inside of the White House, there is a global alliance. There is a global alliance that has formed against the United States of America. And that global alliance includes, it really starts. So, you know, sort of who's at the head of it. And people can go, well, George Soros. Yep. His name, part and parcel to all of it. You know, is there a headquarters? You're damn right. It's Geneva, Switzerland, and it's led by the World Economic Forum and people in the guise of people like Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, and all these other you know, all these other individuals who are part of this World Economic Forum, and they meet routinely and they tell us exactly what they're going to do. And you have these globalist organizations called World Health, World Bank, World Trade, United Nations. I mean, there's, you know, there's Klaus Schwab himself, right? I mean, they're talking about global domination and eliminating the sovereignty of nations. So for people that go, well, we need to be, you know, we need to all be getting along. Yeah, I'm all for all sorts of activities and freedoms to be able to do the things we need to do, but only as a sovereign nation, as a sovereign constitutional republic. That's not what these people want. So, you know, what is it that we're up against? And what, because what I do want to do is I want to take some time talking about these next couple of months, okay? And partly for the audience, partly why Owen and I connected here for this, you know, for me to come on was I wrote a short piece the other day about, you know, what's the plan? What's the plan for Uncle Joe Biden, right? And Joe Biden can't continue on as president of the United States. Come on, folks. There's no way in the world that this guy has the juice to be able to do anything. I mean, his dementia, and there's been different, you know, I talked about this Lewy syndrome, it's called, or I've heard this other thing. It's some type of white matter disease. I mean, seriously, these are things that people are talking about that this guy has because of the types of actions that he does. So what might be the plan? So let me lay that out, if you don't mind, Owen.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe we can come back to some of the questions because you just laid out so much information. But let's just kind of put this in context while you talk about the Biden situation. This is a man, the president of the United States, who had to disappear for a week. He's currently on a week sabbatical to prepare for the debate. To prepare for a debate, he needs a week. Now, if he needs a week to prepare for a 90-minute debate, how can this man be president? Apparently, obviously, he can't. So kind of get into that as Biden is going through God knows what right now, injections, wires, brain chips. I mean, who knows?
Right. And I've sat down with you know, potential presidents to prepare for debates. And believe me, it doesn't take that much. You know, especially when you're talking about a guy like Biden. You know, so what is going on here? And the timing of this whole debate and the timing with Trump's sentencing, the timing of his recent trial that found him convicted for 34 felony counts, just outrageous, unprecedented in U.S. history. So here's where I think we're at. And I started thinking about, you know, what these people might have up their sleeves. Cause trust me, folks, they are not sitting around, you know, wondering what they're going to do. These people have a plan and they're going to try to stick to their plan and they care less. When people go to me, well, don't they care about what they're doing to the country? No, they don't. They do not. And I want people to understand that. And I want people to start to realize that that those that are taking this country over and taking us down a path towards communism, they care less about you. They care less about polls. They care less about, you know, our constitution. So what might happen? And it got me thinking about the 1970s when Nixon Agnew, President Nixon and Vice President Agnew, basically they ended up both leaving office for different reasons, you know. And to me, it's another one of those when you look back, you really reassess that they were probably both set up. So Agnew leaves, the vice president, he leaves before Nixon resigns, and of course because of the 25th Amendment, they bring in Gerald Ford as the vice president. Well, then Nixon resigns. Gerald Ford then fleets up to be the president of the United States, totally unelected, and he chooses Rockefeller out of New York to be his vice president, which he could have chosen, you know, Rumpelstiltskin to be the vice president. There's no rule that you must choose a person who's in office somewhere. He just happened to choose, I think it was Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York, to be the vice president. So here we had Ford and Rockefeller as the president and vice president of the United States of America without ever being elected by the people.
Well, this is okay, so key. Let me kind of rephrase this so the audience really understands what you're getting into here. It sounds impossible. What you're talking about, there is a historical precedent. This has happened before where we have an unelected White House. That is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
A White House administration that was never elected, and you're saying we could be staring this down again.
Absolutely. And then trust that they will consider this scenario. These are shrewd people who are very strategic And the one thing that they want to guarantee is that they hold on to power at all costs. And that being as we go from this point until whatever we have or might have in November. So if they play this out and they look, because what got me thinking about this was when one of an outlet, and I think it was Gateway Pundit might have put it out, or there was some inklings that Sotomayor or one of the other Supreme Court justices may step down from the Supreme Court. This has been, you know, reported on in the last couple of weeks. So they don't have that Ginsburg effect that Obama felt at the tail end of his administration. And then Trump was able to get three Supreme Court justices. So when I heard that information, I knew right then and there, because Kamala Harris has always stated, and they've always, you know, there's her sort of pack. They've always stated that one of the things that she wanted to be was a Supreme Court justice. So if Sotomayor steps down, and we're going to be, all of us need to be paying attention to this, then I guarantee if she steps down, then the balls start to fall, right? The everything starts to fall into place. And then what will happen is Kamala will be nominated to be a Supreme Court justice. She'll be confirmed. She won't be fully confirmed by the Senate, but it doesn't matter. She'll be confirmed because the Senate is owned right now by the left. So she'll be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. That opens up the vice president's position. So now who do you choose, right? In my scenario, in the scenario that I played out, you know, you could have Michelle Obama or Newsom. I actually think that they're considering Hillary Clinton. I really do believe that because
I'm getting that same feeling, General. I'm getting that same feeling. Yeah. And I think we put Hillary in our rear view after she lost 2016, but the more we kind of revisit these things, even with Assange, you know, how much of all of this is Hillary's revenge? How much is them shutting down InfoWars Hillary's revenge? How much is what was done to Assange is Hillary's revenge? I think we put Hillary in the
going
rear view
after
too
me,
fast.
Going after Trump. I'm going to tell you. So there's so many people that are at the crosshairs of Hillary Clinton, okay? And her entire sort of group of people, but her challenge is that she is owned by others. But that ownership comes with a consequence for her. So my belief is that Kamala and Hillary's been in the media a lot lately. She's been out and about in the last probably 2 months in speaking and in the media, you know, in various cable and other networks. So she's out a lot right now. Now, so let's play this scenario out. So let's say she does go in as the vice president. Now the issue is you got to get rid of Joe so Hillary can fleet up, and then Hillary can choose whoever she wants, right? So, because there's no way in the world that Joe Biden is going to be able to run for president of the United States all the way through to November. I just don't see it. But, you know, I could be wrong. But let's just say that Hillary comes in, and now you're going into the convention season, right? So you could have a convention in, I think it's the second week of August for the Democrats in Chicago, if they have it, if they don't do it by Zoom. Then Hillary comes in, and there could be a shift right then and there where they just say, you know, we're going to nominate Hillary Clinton to be the next president of the United States of America. And Joe, you know, graciously steps down, you know, but not before he pardons every single person in his entire family. Right. So that could be a scenario or they could take it all the way into the November timeframe, you know, basically take the election, steal another election like they did. I'm not an election denier. I deny that our elections are fair. So they could do that. That's sort of a branch to that particular scenario. If they do this scenario immediately, like I believe, then Joe's out. Hillary's now the president going in, you know, on all the ballots going into the election in November. And who does she bring in? Well, now you can talk about bringing in a Newsom, you know, a governor out of California, which almost, you know, secures you California. Hillary, of course, out of New York, which secures you New York. And then all the other machinations that these people have already been through and proven to the United States of America, proven to the American people what they're capable of doing if they decide to take another election and run it exactly how they ran the 2020 election. And so let me table that, because there's a couple of other things that are in play here. So we have an economic crisis that's on the horizon. And that is the shift to the digital currency that there's going to be a BRICS summit in October. And I believe that between now and that BRICS summit, there's already countries that are shifting off the U.S. dollar as the currency of choice. So that's one. We already have a climate disaster again on the horizon. And there is a executive order that's ready for this president, for Biden's signature, possibly Hillary if she steps in, for their signature in order to, and which gives the president of the United States warlike authorities. This is for a climate emergency. Okay. And then you also have, you know, whether or not we have another health scare with some type of, you know, newer disease that actually could be as devastating as possible. So those are three components of scenarios, three options that they have within this broader scenario.
Let me put the audience in the right mindset to consume what you're getting into, because this is such high level intel. Folks, there is an active war against you as a sovereign citizen. There is an active war against you. They don't want you to have a sovereign nation state. They don't want you to have the ability of self-government. They don't want you to have the freedom of prosperity. This is an active war against the citizen of planet Earth. No matter what country you're in, we're focusing on the United States of America. But so when you're hearing General Flynn talking about this, these are the things that are in the playbook in the active war against the sovereign citizen, against your ability to be free and prosper, against your right to self-government.
Yeah. And I don't care, you know, again, I'm kind of a free thinker here, Owen. People need to be very careful what they read, who they listen to, and what they believe. Okay. That's why, you know, myself and Sergeant Boone Cutler wrote that book on fifth generation warfare, because it's in layman's terms, it lays out exactly what we are engaged in. So all of that stated, right? And what Owen just harped on again is this idea of sovereignty, you know, that when, so let's jump overseas for a second. Let's jump overseas for a second, because we have this engagement, this conflict, major conflict with Russia right now. And Ukraine is kind of at the playing field, if you will. But okay, but what is going to happen? And if you pay attention, folks, to the statements coming out of Russia and the Russian naval platforms that are sitting off of the coast of the United States of America right now. So, and then there was an attack that is being blamed on the West. It could, you know, we'll see if it's exactly who it's blamed on, but they're blaming it on the West. Actually, Russia said that they feel it has all of the hallmarkings of a CIA type operation. And that occurred in Dagestan. So you had Dagestan, you had these major, and you're showing some of these, some of this equipment right now where you've got American military contractors that are actually facilitating these weapons right now, these rockets that are being fired into, you know, into Russia. So don't think that Russia's response is going to be just in Ukraine. I mean, Russia could destroy those weapon systems in a second, and they likely will. And Ukraine is a, to me, I can go into detail, but I won't waste your audience's time on Ukraine right now. But Ukraine is one giant crime scene, and it has been a crime scene for years, and it goes back at least 10, maybe 15 years. And when I say a crime scene, you got every type of crime that you could possibly be committed inside of Ukraine, from money laundering to drug trafficking to human trafficking to weapon smuggling, etc. So Russia's response is not going to just be in Ukraine. And this is what really, really bothers me a lot, and it frightens me to a degree. So Russia and China have an alliance with Iran. They have an alliance with North Korea. They have an alliance with Venezuela. And we now have we have 10 million, let's just say 10 million illegals. Let's say a couple hundred thousand of terrorists and criminals that are from some of these nation states that are aligned with Russia, China, Iran, Venezuela, North Korea. This is an alliance that definitely exists. And they are allied with some of these radical Islamic states. So for Russia and China, particularly those two countries, especially China, to turn the spigot on of terrorism inside of the United States of America. We've already heard the FBI say it's, you know, the lights aren't blinking. The lights are red. They're beat red. So Russia, and this is what concerns me, and that it's almost like our administration is calling out Russia to do something to draw us in to a much greater war, World War III, that frankly, I can tell you right now, Owen, and tell your audience, our military is not prepared for.
Well, absolutely. And we're up against the break here. So let's hold that thought.
Yep.
I mean, I guess they're prepared to, you know, hit the catwalk in red high heels and show everybody their gay pride patch. They aren't prepared for that. But for an actual war, nowhere near where Russia is battle hardened. But it's not just a kinetic war. It's not just kind of this war where we think about missiles and bombs. Putin is engaging in master diplomacy right now. And it's not just the BRICS system. There's more to it. We'll talk about that with General Flynn on the other side of this break.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com.
If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, you are getting prime time. General Mike Flynn right now. Remember, the new movie is out, Pardon of Innocence. He's also got multiple books out, more incoming. So pay attention to all this important intelligence that you're getting from one of the top intelligence experts to ever come out of D.C., General Mike Flynn. Now, I want to pick it up where we left off, General, and get into these geopolitical issues. And I would put this out there because this is what I see. This is what the Western media is missing big time. Whatever you think about Vladimir Putin, people can have opinions about him all day long, but let's lay down the facts. Vladimir Putin is a master diplomat. He has taken Russia out of the era of the dregs of communism and turned it into a blossoming nation that is maybe arguably the most patriotic nation on earth right now. Certainly more unified than our country. And their military is battle hardened and ready and proven to go, along with the technology that they have, which Putin insinuates we haven't even really seen the full potential. So aside from what we kind of think about when we think about wars, talk about the diplomacy that Putin is engaging in right now with China, with North Korea, with Vietnam, with Saudi Arabia. You know, we think about it as, well, you know, what might Russia do to us? Well, what about collapsing the U.S. dollar? How serious of an issue is that with the BRICS negotiations and this new front that Putin is forming to kind of parallel against NATO?
Yeah. So let me just take back about, and I'll go through this quickly. Between 2012 and 2014, China and Russia signed the largest military and economic deal in the history of the world. Okay, not just between those two nations, but the largest military and economic deal. And that was back in the 2012 to 2014 timeframe. I think it was actually done in about 2013. A year later, because of the encroachment of NATO, which was in total violation of what's called the Budapest Accords, people can go look it up, 1994, Putin finally said, "Hell with this! Well, I'm not going to put up with this encroachment of NATO on our doorstep into Ukraine." And while Obama was in office, he attacked into Ukraine, the two eastern Donbasses and Crimea. Okay, so now let's jump to today. Where we're at today is Russia as a nation and China as a nation, they absolutely firmly believe in their sovereignty. Now, China will play with the globalist CEOs and these globalist organizations. They'll play in that sandbox all day long, teasing them and inviting them and saying, yes, yeah, we'll do all these things. And China does none of them, but benefits from all of them. Okay. China is the real top dog here because, frankly, their strength, the strength on a variety of levels, military, economically, just societally, their culture. And so they're the sort of the dominant dog in this partnership between them and Russia. But both of these nations absolutely believe firmly in sovereignty. So that's why the globalists are just up in arms at Russia because, you know, remember, it's part of Europe. And what Putin understands and recognizes and what he's been talking about for the better part of 20, 25 years. I mean, this is not to apologize. You know, all the bullshit, all these people on the left that are going to say something, you know, what is it that they want? They want us to go to war with Russia? Why? And you have to ask yourself why. What is it that they're trying to hide? And it's not that they're going to benefit themselves because they already have. They've benefited themselves in many, many ways. It's what they're trying to hide and what they're trying to hide from the American people because nobody's reporting this. So all that said, we now have an existential threat right here in our homeland. And I just laid that out prior where Russia decided, Putin has decided, all you can do is listen to their damn speeches that they're making after these things. You know, Lavrov, who's the foreign minister, Putin himself. I mean, they're very transparent about what they're planning on doing and what they're going to do. And they have warned us enough to the point where now it's like, holy crap, folks, we better be prepared. So when Putin sent a naval fleet, a naval flotilla off of Cuba, and, you know, these are not weapon systems that can range Miami. These are weapon systems that can range Iowa, okay? Omaha. I mean, they can range the center of this country. They can range the entire, both coastlines of our country if they want to. So this is a very, very dangerous time. These are nations that want their own sovereignty. They don't want to be part of this globalist nonsense. The globalists want to have America. They already have Canada. They already have Mexico. They already have most of the nations in Europe. Although I will say that I am pleasantly surprised at the nationalist movements inside of a couple of European nations right now. We'll see how the various European elections play out over the next month or two, and I will be pleasantly surprised if the nationalists take back power and start to send some of these illegals home, because these illegals are destroying the fabric of Europe as they are destroying the very fabric of the United States of America. And again, I want people to understand that don't think that, you know, don't say to yourself, stop saying it. Don't let anybody else say, well, don't these people realize they're destroying our country? You're damn right they realize it. They're intentionally trying to destroy our country in order to turn the United States of America from the path of being a constitutional republic to being a communist nation, part of this globalist system of government.
Yeah, and a subsidiary of the corporate world government that we got a little taste of during COVID. But I don't want to skip over what you just said, because this is so important. It shows how lame our media is. It shows how lame our representation in D.C. is, that you have the largest land invasion in the history of this world. That's what's happening at our southern border. It's the largest land invasion in the history of the world. And it's not insignificant that Russia is 60 miles off the coast of Florida conducting military drills. General Flynn, they don't even talk about it. They don't even talk about it. They don't even report on it.
Yeah. And you know what? In warfare, you have two statistics among many others. You have killed in action and wounded in action. In the United States of America right now, and the numbers, you know, the numbers are north of 100,000 killed in action. My guess right now is sitting here, you know, June timeframe, because a year ago we were talking about over 100,000 killed in action by Chinese made, Mexican cartel introduced fentanyl. Okay. So we are probably close to 200,000 killed in action. Never mind the number of wounded in action on the streets of America. So it's not only the largest land invasion in the history of the world. We're talking upwards of 10 to 12 million people just the last 3 years alone. But we're also talking about the consequences that it has had on citizens in this country. You know, I mean, when you're talking about close to 200,000 killed in action by a drug that, in fact, in the last six months to a year, they've laced it with this, with even a more potent component of the drug itself to kill more people and to wound more people. The media doesn't say a word about it. The media doesn't talk about the kinds of things that are happening right here in our own country, in our own hemisphere. Because why? Because it would show this administration in a dark light. So this corporatocracy called the media is aligned with the U.S. intelligence community. They are aligned with the White House. They are aligned with the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., both sides, folks, Republicans and Democrats. That's why you see, you know, Speaker of the House Johnson's, you know, signing off on a $60 billion, you know, stipend to Ukraine. You know, and a buddy of mine sent me a picture of a bunch of yachts in Monaco the other day, you know, a couple of months. It's just incredible.
Oh, the Kiev regime is doing very well. The Kiev is living in a bubble right now, and everyone outside of Kiev is suffering, losing their lives. You know, and this is why it's so important to listen to you, because you put things in perspective. I didn't even think about it like that. The killed in action numbers coming from the fentanyl that, that is from the cartels at the southern border. And it just so happens when I spent my time in prison, I happened to meet a couple of the biggest fentanyl dealers and they laid out the whole thing to me. They both work with the cartels. They explained the whole thing. Yeah. How everybody wants that gig. Everybody wants to move the fentanyl because it's the biggest profiting deal. It's the most powerful drug. You can lace every other drug with it. So basically, I mean, when cocaine used to be the biggest thing to smuggle across the border, you're making like 10 times that with fentanyl because you just need a tiny little bit to increase the potency of any other drug. So that's the number one thing. The cartels are running the entire thing. It's all coming across the southern border. So I'm so glad you point that out because I wouldn't even have thought of that. That's killed in action. Those are killed in action numbers from the war at our southern border.
Yeah, and why do I use killed in action? Because it is a foreign government introduced weapon system which they're so smart. The Chinese are very smart, and that, you know, win a war without ever firing a shot. They don't have to fire a shot. They just gotta destroy our entire society by continuing to introduce whatever damaging drugs they can introduce. And because another thing that the Chinese are behind, as well as these Mexican cartels, they're behind human trafficking, especially child trafficking. This is another aspect of the destruction of our society by a foreign power, in this case, the Chinese. But nobody in the administration wants to talk about that. Why? Because the Chinese have so bought and paid for this administration, specifically the Biden crime family, specifically many inside of our government. When you start to look at Chinese companies that are operating in this country right now, that when you look at not only Chinese-owned companies, but Chinese subsidiaries that they have created that are just businesses that look like they're normal businesses, whether they're in real estate or whether they're in manufacturing or whether they're in the pharmaceuticals, they appear to be like some U.S. company would only.
Yeah, brick and mortar fronts, basically.
Exactly. And so, again, this is the war. This is fifth generation warfare. This is winning a war without ever firing a shot. The Chinese have been at this for the better part of 20 to 25 years, folks. And when I say that they have infiltrated inside of our government, they're actually operating inside of the White House. They're operating inside of the National Security Council. They're operating inside of the U.S. intelligence community. They're operating inside of our corporate media. They're operating inside of our educational institutions. They're operating inside of our industries, and they're profiting. They're profiting. So let me just, put that into the perspective. Let me add one more piece of this. That's a piece of geography that everybody needs to understand. And this has to do with the infiltration of so many illegals coming into our country. And it's called the Panama Canal. Okay. The Panama Canal. It's like, why do I bring up the Panama Canal? Well, 70% of United States trade transits the Panama Canal, whether it's going to the East Coast, the West Coast, 70%. And right now, the Chinese, my assessment, the Chinese are going to own the Panama Canal. Probably, I mean, if they don't own it already, they're probably going to own it very shortly within the next year or two. And I say own it, that means controlling who transits the Panama Canal. Something that we always prided ourselves on was not only building the damn thing, but how it functioned and how it operated. The United States of America was always in charge of it. And we worked closely with the Panamanian government for many years, you know, even with Noriega in the days of Noriega. Obama, at the tail end of Obama administration, he gave the Panama Canal away. And once he did that, the Chinese jumped on board. So now with the illegals, now with the infiltration of not only all these other countries throughout the Central America and Panama, now we're starting to see China rise over in the Gulf, in the Gulf side, in the Atlantic side, or on the eastern side of the Panama Canal, from places like Antigua all the way up to Cuba. You see Chinese embassies growing. You see Chinese intelligence operations growing. So they're basically positioning themselves globally. Never mind Taiwan. Taiwan is a distraction. It's what they're doing in other parts of the world, and particularly in the Asia Pacific theater. What they're doing in our own neighborhood, and what China has done in 20 years with their One Belt and One Road initiative, which basically goes all the way over to the west coast of Africa and all the way into cities like London. So the Chinese have been at this game for a long, long time. They have aligned themselves with nation states that are clearly against the United States of America. But what they needed was they needed a dupe in the White House. And they got it in spades with not only Barack Obama, where they needed a guy like him. Like Barack Obama says, you know, I want to basically be president a third term, but I don't want to have to all the trappings of it. Right. So that's what we have right now. And they have a guy like Joe Biden who is, it is so undeniable, so clear how much control others have over him. I mean, the guy has no control over his own bowel movements, never mind the decision making that we are not seeing out of this administration. But it's not because of incompetence. It is intentional. This is an intentional destruction of our culture, of our society. And when I look at the world going forward, because now we need to just spend, I don't know how much time we got here, but to spend a couple of minutes going forward, like,
well let's do that. And by the way, this is why I think maybe they do go with Biden again, if they can, simply because he is so easily controllable as a puppet and blackmailed and everything, yeah. As he is, he doesn't even know where he is. But you know, what's crazy about you talking about the Panama Canal, and I'm not endorsing corruption that our bureaucracies have engaged in, but it's funny because, you know, in the 80s, and the like, the CIA would engage in all kinds of activities, but at least they would try to benefit our country. Like as corrupt as it was, like the CIA would run all kinds of scandals all over the planet, but they would try to benefit American interest. Now it's just like they don't even care who benefits. It's just collapse everything. So it's like they don't even work for us anymore. Now, I don't know if you want to expand on that or if you want to go on where we go with the last 10 minutes of this interview as a country moving forward.
I think what happened was Donald Trump stepped into the political fray and was able to beat the heir apparent to this communist takeover of the United States of America, which would have been essentially 8 years of Obama, 8 years of Hillary Clinton, and we'd be done. Okay. So you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. And what happened was Donald Trump, you know, who talked about running for president for a long time, finally decided to do so. And when he did, he won, right? You know, the sort of, you know, miracle on whatever street you want to call it. But he won. He beat the odds. He beat the algorithms. He beat the theft even then, because we know then that they were trying in three other states. I think it was Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Minnesota. And that's a story for another day. But so Donald Trump wins. And as soon as he won, all hell broke loose. And what they had to do is they had to either get him out of there right away and certainly destroy his presidency from day one, from minute one. And we know that now. There's no denying that. Russiagate was all based on a lie, impeachments, all this craziness. And now here we are where they're going after him with whatever it is, 95 felony counts. They got him guilty of 34. You know, we don't even know what he's guilty for. And they're going to sentence him on the 11th of July. I mean, we've got, Steve Bannon in jail on the 1st of July. We've got Peter Navarro in jail. I mean, the insanity, they're going after InfoWars. They're going after anybody who they don't like or is in their way, is putting out basically the truth. They will destroy. Okay. And you're talking, the conversation that you and I are having are two people for your audience that they really did decide that they were going to try to destroy us. And frankly, your skin is too thick, and same with mine. So going forward, what are the, again, I talked a little bit about this scenario about getting rid of Joe Biden, or the Nixon-Agnew scenario, the 70s precedent that they could do now, where we could have a president and a vice president going into November who are unelected. But they don't care. And they have a plan to take this election again. We'll see. I pray that I'm wrong. But let's just say that come 11 July, this judge who owns Trump right now, he owns him. I don't care what you want to say. What people, it's like, Trump can appeal and all this, but that's Trump. This judge owns Trump right now. And so this judge is going to sit there and he's going to say, you know, Mr. Trump, and now you're going to call him President Trump. Mr. Trump, you were convicted by a jury of your peers, and I'm going to sentence you based on that. I'm going to sentence you to X, Y, and Z. And I think this judge is going to put him in jail. Now, a lot of the experts are saying, well, no, he would never put him in jail. Well, let me tell you something. That's all bullshit. And all these experts are full of it, because all the experts were the same ones that said there's nothing, you know, there's nothing here. There's no crime committed. There's no way in the world that they're going to find him guilty.
This is so key. Let me explain why you're the expert and why I'm the expert. And now Trump is the expert, because these quote unquote experts have never been through it. They've never been in that courtroom on the wrong side. They've never been a target of the deep state. They've never been a target of the Democrats. They've never been a target. So they aren't experts when it comes to this. Actually, they're not experts at all. And that's why I agree with you, and I understand exactly what you're saying. So continue.
Yeah, I'm telling you, boy, I feel for Trump, because this judge owns him, and I don't think he's going to walk out of that courtroom unscathed. I think this judge is going to put him in jail. I don't think this judge gives a shit about.
Well, the Democrats have only paid his family hundreds of millions of dollars. So, I mean, what do you think it's worth?
Exactly. So let's assume that happens. Now what? So now we go into a convention. I mean, a convention, right? I mean, it's all pro forma. This is all pro forma nonsense. This is as though we are in this surreal political world where everything is going to be based on a free and fair outcome in a presidential election in November. I mean, we all know what we went through in 2020, where Trump was up in all the polls. So yeah, Trump is up in all the polls, and Trump, you know, for Trump's sake, he's got to be talking positively. He's got to be talking. He's up in all the polls. He's doing fine.
And
in
he
all
has
these
to reach out, yeah, to every group. Too big to rig.
Exactly. He has got, and so, you know, I'm encouraged by the African American community. I'm encouraged by the Hispanic community. I'm encouraged by the Asian American communities that are coming out and speaking out, saying, "Hey, enough is enough." You know, when I watch places like Milei, or President Milei in Argentina, Argentina was a communist country for over 100 years. Milei pops up, and the people basically said, "Enough is enough." I pray that the American people feel the same way going forward. You know, I'm watching the primaries in this country, and we got less than a 35% turnout nationwide in the primaries for this particular presidential election, less than 35%. So, folks, don't tell me that we got to get out and vote and then nobody goes out and votes. So we're going to move forward. And I do believe that there are going to be some plans in place that are going to assure that the outcome in November is to the good for the left. If I were on their team, and I'll throw this back to you in one second here. If I were on their team, if I was on the left's team, there is no way in the world, if I was advising them, that I would want Donald J. Trump to be able to be president of the United States again. So therefore, I would be advising to do anything possible to stop that, even if it means stealing another election, even if it means saying we're going to not just take 6 counties, we're going to take 100 counties. We're going to do it all. And you know what? Come fight us in courtrooms again. Come do the lawfare again, because we're going to outspend you 20, 30 to one anyway, which they already have been doing for the last 4 years, even given a ton of evidence that we have now learn from the 2020 election. There's a ton of evidence. It's just that there's no way that a judge is going to sit there knowing what's going to happen to them and rule on something that's going to, you know, go take us back. And so right now, where are we? We must move forward as a nation. We must move forward as a citizenry that says enough is enough. And people in their local levels, and I use this phrase, local action has a national impact. I don't care about the polls. Trump has been up in the polls from the get-go. He was up in the polls prior to 2020. There's no way in the world that Biden should be on even any poll.
Yeah, he gets 50-1 in rally turnouts. I mean, it's right. A joke. We've got
so to wrap up with me, because I know we're going to come to a hard break here. I want people to understand, read, and learn what is happening. don't believe this corporate media and really pay attention to what's happening, because they're going to go after, they're going after some of us still. They're going to come after you next.
And what you said is so important. They can't let Trump back in the White House. This is the ultimate infinity stone for their power. General Mike Flynn, thank you so much for your time. God bless and Godspeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for a very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, that was a very important hour here on the Infowars War Room, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com. I'm kind of going to give you my reaction to this, and then we'll take calls on it. I'll put out the number now. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Your reactions to that Flynn interview, or if you want to talk about some other big news, we can do that as well, but we'll probably lean into reactions in some of the topics of conversation from that interview with General Flynn. Now, what are my takeaways? It's very important to know our history. So when we talk about the potentials of a White House administration that is not elected, we have to realize that is a very real potential. And how the Democrats may go about this is kind of a mystery, but would they do it? Are they considering it? Absolutely. And I think that the bottom line realization is that we really have to understand the nature of what we're dealing with here. And really, in a way, these are absolutists when it comes to power. So they will absolutely do everything they can to stop Trump from getting into the White House. Now, maybe we can pull off a miracle. Maybe you can have a too big to rig deal. Maybe enough has been done to ensure our elections coming up in 132 days. But we really won't know that moving forward until it happens. What we know is how corrupt the deep state is. What we know is what a threat Trump is to so much of their agenda in the long term and in the short term. Now, they have to make their own measurements. What happens if they do put Trump in jail? What happens if they do remove Joe Biden before the convention or at the convention? So they're scrambling behind the scenes trying to measure all this out themselves. But this is the reality that we face. And, you know, the one thing that has remained consistent here, which I think does affect people differently and may even turn some people off, but that's what happens. The truth hurts. It's the sense of urgency that we've had here at InfoWars. And it's that sense of urgency, and it's the presentation of the information and the reality of our circumstances as American citizens right now that is truly such a threat, and why we have to be shut down, because we bring that sense of urgency. We bring that reality to the forefront. I mean, can you imagine if it's the fourth quarter of a NBA game seven in the finals and there's 30 seconds left on the clock and the team is kind of laughing and humdrumming around and what do you need? No, you need Michael Jordan in your face saying, hey, we got to win this game. Here's what we're going to do. Get ready. Get focused. Let's go. Might be a little mean, might be a little obtuse, but you need that sense of urgency. And so that's kind of the role InfoWars has played. That's the role Alex Jones has played. And it's funny watching the documentary, The Last Dance, about the Bulls and Michael Jordan, how relatable and parallel it is to really what we've done here at InfoWars. And that might sound crazy to people listening in the audience, but trust me, it's the parallels are more real than you realize, than you could even imagine. But that's why they have to shut this place down. Because look, hey, I get along with everybody, to each their own, whatever. I knew that this is where I wanted to launch a show, because I have that sense of urgency, because I have that grip of reality, because I understand the times I'm living in, and I want my audience to understand it as well and be right there with me, and you are. But look, most people in the media are still humdrumming around. Most people in the media are still kind of looking around, scratching their head, just going through the normalcy of it all. But it is changing. Same thing with members of Congress, Republicans in Congress. Never had that sense of urgency, never had that sense of reality. But you notice it's starting to churn now. It's starting to churn now. It's starting to catch up. The reality starting to sink in. The sense of urgency starting to hit. Is it too little, too late? And will whatever happens in 2024 be the ultimate push for people to realize?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, we are taking calls in response to the General Flynn interview. Or if you want to talk about Julian Assange, we'll talk about those two topics on the phone lines. Those will go to the top, but we can take calls on anything, really. But those are going to be the things I'm most interested in. Again, I just want to implore the audience with this before we go to the phone lines. This isn't a going out of business announcement or a going out of business sale, but I'm treating this like this could be the last time for you to get, could be the last time for me to get my favorite products and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you have a product that you really like out there, a supplement you really like out there, that's really, there's nothing else like it on the market, like a nascent triiodine, like a DNA Force Plus for telomere support, now's the time to get it at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, both of those products, where there's really nothing else like it on the market, DNA Force Plus and Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, both 40% off, both 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales while they are live and while InfoWarsStore.com is live. All right. Powerful hour there with General Mike Flynn. I mean, it's about as high level as you can get with intelligence, geopolitics, and you just heard it all. Could talk with hours with General Flynn. We appreciate his time, he has very little free time to do interviews, and where he was at right now, it's actually a very late hour. So we really appreciate him coming on with us. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. And by the way, because I continue to get the questions. Again, I'm moving forward, fulfilling my duties here. The fate of InfoWars, the future of InfoWars. I'm planning on being here Thursday covering the debate. We got a couple big guests Thursday as well. Before the debate, the whole crew is going to be up here. It's going to be a big night. It's going to be a big night at InfoWars Thursday. You know, with God's grace, we'll be here. With the devil's grace, we'll be shut down. And then I'm really excited to do a veterans call-in show as we traditionally do last Friday of the month. Could be the last one. I don't know. So just as I continue to get the incomings talking about the future, I just will continue to say the same thing. I'm going to fulfill my duties here at InfoWars until there's no more duties left to fulfill. I'm going to do this show. And I hope that the crew and the audience and everybody can be here on Thursday night to cover the debate. So just want to get that out of the way because Thursday is going to be awesome and I hope we can all be here together for it. All right. Let's go to the phone lines now and let's go to Jay in Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Owen.
Howdy.
The Expendables. Let's make a movie, but let's put a real cast together of top minds such as Alex and General Flynn and any of his good buddies that are in the military that don't wear dresses. And some Mickey Rourke with his and Stallone with the new movie theater that movie, not Hollywood, but it's, you know, anyways, put a movie together with what's going on for real and show it to the public and put together a list of people that need to be gone. Set up a Bitcoin account where money can be put in and sent out to people that when heads are rolling and get rid of these tons of guns. Or put them in Guantanamo. We need, you know, all I know is I'm not prepared to die. And these people, that they got it in for us, and they got to go. Got to get rid of them. But true Expendables, people that are real patriots, put them together, some of the brighter minds of people that recognize the New World Order and the military-industrial complex is coming for us. They even invite Putin in, you know, and even Kim Jong-un.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me try to respond to this, and thank you for the call, Jay. Let me try to respond to this. First of all, and again, this is not meant as an attack. I'm just doing political commentary here, telling it like it is, play-by-play for American politics. Most conservatives that have a big platform or a big voice are far too comfortable. They make millions of dollars. They have nice, big, fancy lifestyles, people that cater to their every needs. And so they don't have the sense of urgency. They haven't really fallen under attack. And so they might talk about it, but it's still not real to them. It's kind of like somebody doing color commentary for a sport, MMA, hockey, football, whatever, that's never actually played the game. So, you know, you can just tell, yeah, you don't really fully get it. Like, you can see what's going on and talk about it, but you've never actually been on the field, have you? So, it's kind of like that. And so what you're talking about requires people to be out of their comfort zone. What you're talking about requires more people to have to hit that barbed wire and be forced into the trenches to kind of have that coalescence of ideas and leadership. And it is happening in a way right now. There's no doubt about that, but it's kind of a race against time. And I think what you're going to see, and you're already starting to see it, as the Democrats continue to arrest more people that have big profiles like Steve Bannon, and as they continue to sue people that have big platforms and big voices that I'm not going to mention, but there's a big lawsuit ongoing right now. They're trying to shut down about 10 other big names and big networks, just like they did to Alex Jones and InfoWars. So they're running the exact same gambit on about 10 other people. It's happening right now. And so that's really what it's going to take. And so we're just kind of the wild guys here, our crew, our audience, that kind of just saw the battle forming and voluntarily hopped into the trenches to be a part of this. But everybody's going to be forced into it eventually. And you can't really drag people into it. You can't really convince them that they need to be in it. Why would they when they see what's going on? But eventually you're going to reach that point. The question is, it's a race against time. Is it going to be too little too late? All right, let's go to Lacey in Florida. Lacey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. So actually, I obviously agree with Mike Flynn that the judge is going to throw him in jail. But it hit me for the first time. If they put Trump in jail, he's no longer going to be able to campaign. And so I really started thinking about it. And what is going to happen? How are they going to punish him if one of his phone calls gets recorded and goes out on the internet? Are they going to put him in solitary? Are they going to throw him in the hole because he's trying to communicate with the public? So great interview with Mike Flynn, by the way.
Well, thank you. Let me explain what you're looking at here, because this is a very complex situation and it's different from my situation in multiple ways. Trump is going to have Secret Service protection. In fact, and I don't know all the ins and outs, just based off of what I read and what other former Secret Service agents have talked about, but they are increasing Trump's secret security right now. And the way protocols go, the way the flow of power here goes, wherever Trump goes, whatever building he is in, the Secret Service takes over. They are the top security immediately. So whatever jail they potentially send Trump to, Secret Service now takes over the security protocols of that jail. Now, again, what that would look like, I can really only speculate, but my guess is you're going to have Secret Service on guard. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe they put one in a cell with him. Maybe they have them outside the cell. I would be shocked if they even let Trump out in general at all. And really, he'll have no control over that. Maybe if it's Secret Service decision to do that instead of the warden at the prison, maybe he could say, hey, look, you know, let me out. I want to be with the general. But I would say there's no way they let Trump in with general population. The Secret Service is not going to want that for obvious reasons. And the prison might not want that either for reasons of their own. So Trump will probably be in we'll call it solitary or a special housing unit, but it's likely he will not be in general. He will likely be in his own cell. Now, access to the phone, that's a whole different issue. And yes, every phone call he makes will be recorded. Now, as far as people releasing that to the public, that's a whole nother story and maybe a strategy he'll have to think about himself. So that's my best analysis of the situations that you just laid out.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm definitely going to keep praying for the president's safety as well as I pray for InfoWars every day, try to keep you guys in God's grace.
Thank you very much, Lacey. And every day we're on air, we're in God's grace. You know Satan wants us down. So hopefully we'll have at least some time left in God's graces here. But he'll protect us beyond. Let's go to Dylan in Missouri. Dylan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me, Owen?
Yes.
Hey, I just want to plug that body. I'm about 29 and just started getting back into work and working out, and I started playing basketball. And, man, the day after that, my body was sore as hell, so I went ahead and picked that up off your website. Every Sunday, I'd be eating it almost every other day now. But I wanted to get into this Michael, the Flynn situation. That was a great interview. How do we know Trump's going to do what he says when he gets in the White House? And how do we know he's going to be serious about taking on everybody that needs to be cleared out? It's not another 4 years of getting hung up and going through the courts and everything.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking here. Are you saying Trump, if he gets in, is going to do what?
Say that again.
I'm just not really clear on what you're asking. You're insinuating that Trump is going to get in and then do what?
Is he going to be? What I'm worried about is him picking the wrong people again. I want to know is he going to go ahead and just start cleaning out the swamp, or do you think he's just going to pick
you're dealing in potentials and futures here that it's really just impossible to speculate. I would say the first opportunity for an answer that you might get on that is who he chooses for vice president. I think that'll give you kind of your first idea if your concerns are going to be major with that moving forward or not.
Okay.
So if he chooses like a Tim Scott or a Marco Rubio, I'd be concerned. If he chooses a Vivek Ramaswamy or a Doug Burgum, I'd feel really good. I'd be all right with a J.D. Vance. Ben Carson would be good, but forget about speculating who it might be. I think that decision will give you a better idea of what to expect moving forward.
What was that one guy? There's one guy you left out, and you brought him up. Byron Donald, man, I really hope you choose Byron Donald.
That would be out of nowhere at this point. His name doesn't even seem to be in the picture. Now, Trump could pull it out of left field and throw that knuckleball out of nowhere, but it seems like Donald's is not really in the running. And look, if I'm Trump, I'm looking as strategically as possible. So again, I don't know what he values the most. If he values having as much support in Congress as possible, then he's not going to pull someone out of Congress to be his VP. And, of course, that would be Donald's. That would be Vance.
Cool. All right, Owen. I appreciate it. I'm going to keep listening to you, brother. Keep doing the Lord's work. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Scott in Maryland. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? I just want to talk about the election. We all know Trump's going to win by landslide. We know all that. Do we have anything in place to combat all this election fraud that we've seen in 2020? I mean, do we got anything in place? Because we know they're going to try it again, most likely. Do you know of anything in place to try to combat this?
Yeah, let me give you the best answer from my knowledge, and this is all publicly available information. I'm not saying I have any behind the scenes exclusive stuff. This is all publicly available that I've just done my own research, reading stories, listening to interviews and listening to the new RNC leadership and everything they've done. The simple answer is yes. Now, is it enough? Are there different angles that they might not anticipate? Of course. But let me tell you what I can tell. Let me tell you what I know has been done with the new RNC leadership and hundreds of lawyers, by the way. Hundreds of lawyers involved in this. Some have big high profile names, very public. Some are just working at the local level behind the scenes and with local jurisdictions. But what has been done is there are thousands, if not tens of thousands of poll watchers that have been hired by the RNC. Now that also includes hundreds, if not thousands of lawyers who they also plan on having at polling locations. So there is a strategy as far as poll watchers and lawyers on the scene to make sure no shenanigans go down. And I would hope that there's enough common sense here that to take what we learned in 2020 of all the shenanigans they pulled, delivering hundreds of thousands of ballots in the middle of the night with mail trucks, pulling out secret boxes of ballots from underneath the tabulation tables, running ballots 3, 4, 5 times in the major blue metropolitan areas, all the mail-in ballots with the drop boxes. I would hope that they've seen that and say, okay, this is where we need to address it and move forward like that. Now, there's obviously a real impact here because the media, leftist talk shows, cable news networks, leftist publications, deep state voice boxes have printed and talked hundreds of times about how panicked they are about all these poll watchers. And they say, oh, they've hired rogue agents. They've hired vigilantes as poll watchers. So there's obviously some impact there because they're panicked over it. There has also been talk that they have cybersecurity experts that are making sure the machines cannot be tampered with, cannot connect to the internet, and that they're isolated and localized at the polling location. So that's all publicly available information. That's for me just doing hours or tens of hours of research on this. I'm not trying to convince you that it's going to maintain the integrity of the election. I'm just answering your question as to what's been done. That's what's been done.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better anyhow. I appreciate that.
All right, Scott. Thank you for the call. So, again, this is all just publicly available stuff. I'm not claiming it have any behind-the-scenes stuff. I'm not telling you that everything is going to be above board. I would anticipate all kinds of shenanigans from the Democrats. Of course, just what we talked about with Flynn. I'm just telling you, this is all the steps they've taken. The majority of Republicans believe the 2020 election was stolen and are responding accordingly, at least in the different measurements that I've just talked about. Let's go to Andy in Kansas. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, good talking to you again. I was just wanting to bring up a point I thought of. I think they're really going to determine what their strategy is going to be after this debate, because you don't know who we're going to get. Are we going to get, like, the angry Walter guy with the Jeff Dunham puppet out there, or have they perfected the cocktail of drugs that they have him on?
You're talking about Biden. You're talking about Biden, right?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, look, they got him jacked up for 7 straight days. So what is debate prep really? Oh, he's going to pretend to be in a debate. He's going to have some guy up there pretending to be Trump, all this stuff. Give me a break. He's going to get all the questions in advance. All of his answers are already going to be scripted out. So, you know, what do you really need for debate prep? It's like getting the exam before the exam. You just go and memorize the whole thing. So I would say they're probably trying to work with whatever cocktails, whatever, you know, medications or anything else that they can to try to get them on that perfect level right now.
Well, I heard old Hitlery came on the air earlier, and she said something about, well, of course he needs 7 days to prepare for debate. He's the president. He needs very busy man. I didn't have that pressure, so I got to prepare.
What? She said that? Advance.
Yeah.
Hillary said
that. I think it was on a clip on Hannity that he played. I was driving in the car because I can't listen to you guys in it.
You know, I tend to ignore anything Hillary says these days because it's the same reason why I don't like to eat someone else's vomit. But I don't know. Maybe we can try to find that. That is ridiculous. He's the president, so he needs more time. He's the president, so he should probably be the president. Plus, he's the president, so he should probably be prepared for a debate just because he's the president every day. So, wow, Hillary Clinton running cover for Biden. That's unbelievable. Now, you know that bitch is so bitter that they stole the election so obviously for Joe Biden but didn't do the same to her. So for her coming to Biden's defense tells me that they're letting her know that maybe there's a way for her to get the foot in the door here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not saying exactly what she said, but she did say something to the effect of that he needed 7 free days to prepare because he was under so much pressure the rest
of
the year
to be president. I have never heard of any candidate, president or not, needing 7 straight days of going into hiding to prepare for a debate. Never heard of it.
So, I mean,
what is this like? What is this like? The Batman going to study martial arts in the top of the mountains in Europe? I mean, what the hell? Give me a break.
I mean, I got a kind of a funny theory. I think they might be, you know, if they actually get Biden out as a Dem, I'm thinking they might float RFK Jr. in there as the Democratic nominee.
You know, I considered that. I considered that, and I thought about that, but here's kind of where I ultimately realize that there's no way. And thank you for the call, Andy. The same reason they can't have RFK Jr. on the debate stage is the same reason why they cannot have him as the Democrat Party nominee. Because he is a threat. He is actually a threat to the Democrat Party itself. But, you know, we tend to forget this, but it's so obvious. RFK Jr. is probably the biggest anti-Big Pharma candidate in this race. He's definitely the biggest anti-vax candidate. And he's probably, I mean, he's definitely the biggest anti-pharma candidate. He and his running mate, Nicole Shanahan. So do you really think that they want him to talk about vaccine injuries? Do you really think they want him to do harm to the big pharmaceutical industry and the pharmaceutical industrial complex? No way, no chance, no how. It's never going to happen. And so that's kind of where I think the rubber meets the road here. Even if they thought they had a better chance of winning the White House with RFK Jr., they don't control RFK Jr. Yes, he has some leftist policies, but they don't control him. And he's against a lot of the corruption in D.C., so there's no way. If they wanted him, they would have chosen him. They don't want him. They want Hillary. They want Biden. They want Obama. They want somebody that's totally corrupt and controllable and part of the deep state.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Yes, Hillary Clinton is writing stories for the New York Times about how important it is for Biden to take this week to prepare. Ah, yes. The President of the United States needs a week to prepare for a 90-minute debate. You know, obviously Joe Biden is not a very good debater, so he might need a little practice. But, you know, it's like, shouldn't you be ready for a debate because you're the president? Like, shouldn't you already know all the issues and know all your policy stances and all the geopolitics? I mean, shouldn't you just inherently know all that because you're the president? It's kind of like if somebody said, hey, Owen, will you go do this debate with me? I'd say, yeah, sure. And I'd be able to do it. I wouldn't need to prep at all because my whole life is prep. It's like, isn't Biden's job prep? Hillary Clinton protected Joe Biden. I just can't even. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine if they bring that shitbag back? Excuse me. This is hilarious from the Washington Post. It's hot one place, it's cold somewhere else. The scariest thing about climate change, global cooling. We've been accidentally cooling the planet. Humans' fossil fuel burning has cooled the planet while warming it. This is a quote. Oh, I just hopped in the ocean and it made me dry. I just got in the sauna and I'm freezing. These are your next headlines from the Washington Post. I tell you. Now, we've actually interviewed a bunch of experts on InfoWars that said it's actually been in a cooling phase. The Earth has actually been in a cooling phase but all we have is a tiny little fraction of data. You can't make any assumptions off of this. But if you go off the actual little fraction of data, the Earth has actually been cooling. But so I guess now they finally looked at the science, but we've been saying global warming's, but the science actually says it's cooling, so what do we do?
I got it. They're sitting in a boardroom. They're sitting in an editor's meeting. Guys, we've been saying global warming, but it turns out it's cooling. So what should we do? I know. Tell them that we've cooled the planet while warming it. Yes. Brilliant. Print it. Take it to the press. We've been cooling the planet while warming it. That is the Washington Post on climate change today. Magic stuff. Absolutely magic. All the glaciers will be melted. They've expanded. And it's hot in the summer, guys. I know, breaking news. It's hot in the summer. Who could have predicted that? All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and let's go to June in Arizona. June, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, Owen. Yeah, I've got a conspiracy theory for you that I just, after listening to your great interview with General Flynn, I'm going to test your memory. Do you remember what happened on October 5th, 2020 with the President Trump at the time?
October 5th, 2020. Enlighten me.
Exactly a month before the election? Okay. He was hospitalized for COVID.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
by the way, my great crew said that in my ear, so my crew is on it. Go ahead.
Good. All right. Well, I started putting this thing together, and my computer blew up on me. But anyway, I'm thinking this is Trump is compromised, obviously. He's got to be. So I think this is just part of the play playing out again with the jail sentence coming up in July, right? Okay. Exactly.
Well, now hold on a second. No. I'm not going to go with this premise. What do you mean Trump is obviously compromised? How do you say he's obviously compromised?
Well, I think they killed his ex-wife from number one. He's probably got all kinds of people threatening to kill his kids. God only knows what's going on. But
okay,
anyway,
so we went from he's obviously compromised to God only knows. All right. So I'm glad we've clarified that.
Okay, well, my mind goes in all kinds of directions. But anyway, I think the whole thing with the COVID thing, he didn't need to be hospitalized. He went out in an SUV driving around showing everybody he was at the hospital. I don't think he was at that hospital. If he was, it was all for theater. That's what I'm trying to say. It's all
okay,
theater.
So what is this? So what's the relevance of this?
I think they're going to do the same thing with the jail. If they put him in jail, it's going to be a phony thing. He's not going to really be in jail.
Okay, so when they have images of him in the jail and videos of him in the jail and what? Okay, all right. Well, we'll see, June. I disagree with the premise, but I thank you for the call. Let's go to Atara in Kentucky. Atara, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me good?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm from Twitter. Hey, everybody. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about you and Flynn's conversation. I was playing Super Mario and was listening here and there. And, you know, I heard him say something
okay,
about...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look, I'm a little distracted. You're from Twitter, like it's some sort of a nation, and you said you were playing Super Mario?
Yeah, and I was listening to
okay.
y'all while
well.
I was playing. Anyway, yeah, it's a nation, you know, we're there, all of us. Anyway, Twitter X. But yeah, I was listening to y'all while I was playing the game, and, you know, I heard him say some interesting things. He was talking about, you know, he thinks they could bring back Hillary. I think that's definitely something that's probably going to be coming down the pipe there. And he was talking about an unelected White House. I could see that, too. You know, I basically think, and then y'all were talking about them stealing election and all that. I basically think they are going to rain hell on America between now and the election, like to where things are going to be so bad that when Trump does win the presidency, it won't even matter. Like, they're going to do every bad thing they're going to do to us now, is what I think. From watching everything and all the analysis.
You know, you certainly feel like we haven't seen the worst of it as far as the chaos that is going to be created before the election. They have all kinds of cards that they could play. I think General Flynn laid out some very important ones. I do not think they'll do another pandemic. If they were going to, I think they would do that by now. But certainly that's a option. There could be maybe a big cyber attack, but those happen every day, but I guess they could do a big one and say we need to shut things down. They could have some big weather disaster. Maybe it's man-made, man-manipulated weather weapon. I don't know. Maybe something organic happens and they just blow it way out of proportion and run some other things over here and then just blame it on a weather event. But, yeah, I think we can certainly expect chaos in the next 132 days.
You know, we've been listening to all these warnings of all this catastrophic event supposed to be coming. You know, the elitists have told us about this massive cyber attack. It still hasn't happened yet. It would be very beneficial for them if it happened before the election. Like I said, it wouldn't matter who the president was then because they could crash it all. And if you look, everything going on with the BRICS and all this, and we just had that, I don't know if it was confirmed or not, that thing with... a ransomware attack on the Federal Reserve, like, I don't know, but.
Well, then there were a bunch of car companies that had a cyber attack. They had to go back to like writing out records and stuff. There's, but like I said, there's cyber attacks all the time. All right, we're about to go to our final break here. By the way, what version of Super Mario's were you playing?
I was playing Super Mario 3.
On Super Nintendo?
Can I set out my handle? Super Nintendo. Well, no, it wasn't the actual Super Nintendo. It was on this little thing my son got me for Mother's Day.
Wow. Well, let me just say, I highly encourage, if you're going to play video games, definitely have the InfoWars War Room playing behind you while you're playing the video games. Or go to alexjonesgame.com and play Alex's game.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hey,
brothers, three speedrunners. We prefer AlexJonesGame.com. But we're loyalists like that. All right, let's finish off the show with a couple more calls. Let's go to Lou in Nebraska. Lou, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. It's so good to talk to you. I really enjoyed that interview with you and Flynn. I need to talk to you about something very important when it comes to that debate. You know, we keep saying red wave. We're going to have the red wave. Oh, he's going to screw up so bad in the debate. He's not going to screw up bad in the debate, and I'll tell you why. They have a mock debate stage identical to what we're going to see on CNN, and they're videotaping his responses to every question that's going to be asked, and they've taken a week to get an hour's worth of questions videotaped. They're going to have polished answers that they're going to air for the public after the live question is asked. And Trump's going to sit there responding to the numbnut response that he's going to get, and he's going to look unhinged responding to polished answers that Biden.
All right, now hold on a second. Let me try to better understand what you're getting at here, because I think when you first broke into your explanation here, I was right along for the ride with you. I think that that's a very plausible scenario that they have him in on a mock debate stage with the mock questions and really just making him go through it 30 times, 40 times before the actual thing. But now, are you insinuating that they're going to record him and play the recorded answers and not actually air it live when Biden is speaking? Is that what you're saying?
That's why there's no audience. They're going to record a polished answer that they're videotaping as we speak.
Well, I would say that that's not impossible, but I've worked in live television. I've worked in live TV trucks and engineered it. And let me just say that to pull that off without errors would be extremely difficult. I mean, not impossible, but I mean extremely difficult.
I was a television news anchor. That was my major in college. And I know that you can can responses, and you're airing. The CNN audience is going to be viewing the responses that they can just play the video response.
Yes, but you still have Trump on the stage. Now, I understand they can control his mic and his camera, but to splice in and out of live and tape footage with perfect timing like that, I just tell you that I would say it's very unlikely they're going to do that. I would just say that.
I'll tell you it's possible, and I'm telling you that's their only way to make him look decent in that debate is to – they remember when he did that recent thing where there was 14 cuts in an 11-second video? They're going to have to polish it so well where there's no cut, but they're going to play the recorded responses to the CNN viewing
look,
audience.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that there's no way they're going to do that because not – it is possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying – the difficulty to pull that off without being noticed would be damn near impossible. And of course, Trump's people and Trump will eventually figure it out and they'll say, here was the real deal. And then here was what they aired. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. And we have 132 days until the presidential election. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer on the phone line to start the show today, just for the first segment. Chase Geiser is going to be hosting the first hour, and then I'm back in studio, second hour, to interview General Mike Flynn, a very important interview that I'm very much looking forward to. That's going to happen in the second hour, and then we will take calls in the third hour, responding to that interview and more. In the meantime, the big news is Julian Assange finally being released from a maximum security prison. He spent 1,901 days in said prison for what? Well, for the crime of journalism. Now, this is a very important story for many reasons. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have exposed what I think are unarguably can only be described as war crimes, how governments lie to their populations to get them to go to war. He exposed those during the Bush years. He exposed those during the Obama years. Now, in that time span, and then, of course, exposing the Democrats in 2016, you saw Julian Assange as a hero to the American left for exposing what was going on when Bush and Cheney were engaging in war crimes, in many people's views, all over the Middle East. But then when they were continuing at WikiLeaks to expose them during the Obama years, or then when they released the Democrat Party emails that certainly helped Trump in the 2016 election, all of a sudden the American left hated Julian Assange. But all Julian Assange did was provide transparency so that the American people could be more informed and make good decisions politically. But when you think about the importance of his work, exposing war crimes, exposing government lies, exposing in 2016 the internal workings and communications of the Democrat Party, much of which the mystery of has still not been fully explained. A lot of speculation, a lot of assumptions, a lot of things I think we understand. But of course, what am I talking about? We're talking about spirit cookings. If you weren't around in 2016, you might have missed it. Democrat officials, the Clinton Democrat Party, Hillary Clinton and the Podestas, spirit cookings with Marina Abramovich, where they take human feces, blood, and other specimens and rub it on the wall in some sort of a demon-like worship ceremony. I don't know how else to describe it, but that's what it is. This is in the Democrat Party emails, not to mention talking about children, young children, minor children, in the hot tub for your entertainment. Weird words seeming to use pizza as a code language, pizza parties, map-related pizza maps, and of course, the $65,000 hot dog party that Barack Obama apparently was interested in having. This is the type of important work that Julian Assange did, and he suffered for a long time, and he should be viewed as a hero for exposing what he exposed, and a hero for not giving up his sources as well. But he's finally free. He's cut a deal, apparently, with the Department of Justice. The details we're still waiting on. But Trump needs to come out and say he would give Julian Assange a full pardon. And I'm curious what role now Julian Assange is going to play in the 2024 elections. Certainly, the Biden administration could consider pardoning him for some political points that they so desperately need. But I get the feeling that Hillary Clinton still has some pull inside the Democrat Party. Who knows? Maybe Hillary Clinton is the reason why Julian Assange was rotting in a prison for 1,900 days. So I don't know if Joe Biden would even be allowed to pardon Julian Assange, because that's Hillary Clinton's scalp that he's getting punished for exposing her. So let's remember the important work of Julian Assange and what a hero he truly is. We're going to have more on that coming up. Chase Geiser taking over. I'll be back in studio second hour with a very important interview. General Mike Flynn. See you then.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Your host, Chase Geiser, exposing the deep state on The War Room.
Welcome to The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for 1 hour during this broadcast today. Ellen Schroyer will be back in studio at the top of the next hour.
joined by General Flynn. And there's so much to cover. I'm not really going to touch on the Julian Assange stuff much this hour because you're going to get a lot of that in the next hour, and I want to give Owen the opportunity to cover that for you guys. But obviously, that's the major news of the last 24 hours. I've got a litany of clips on the desk here and articles on the desk from Infowars.com. I always try to prioritize content from Infowars.com specifically to cover on the show just to give you a taste of what's going on. And let's just start with this clip number 16. That was so good. The View praises CNN dumping Trump spokesperson mid-interview. The harpies of The View couldn't contain their excitement over CNN anchor Casey Hunt's move to cut off her interview with Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt on Monday. Let's run this clip and unpack it.
You know, the first presidential debate of 2024 is airing on CNN on Thursday, but already it's mired in controversy after you-know-whose campaign press secretary was yanked from the network this morning. Take a look.
President Trump is knowingly going into a hostile environment on this very network on CNN with debate moderators who have made their opinions about him very well known over the past 8 years and their biased coverage of him.
My colleagues, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, have acquitted themselves as professionals as they have covered campaigns and interviewed candidates from all sides of the aisle. I'll also say that if you talk to analysts of debates previous, that if you're attacking the moderators, you're usually losing. What do you expect from Joe Biden?
Well, first of all, it would take someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay,
now,
I'm sorry, guys.
Debate,
we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time.
And they just revel in it. That's enough of that clip because they go on for 9 minutes and just a litany of retarded rhetoric. but they just love it. They think she's so cool. But imagine a press outlet, a media outlet that cuts people off for attacking the claim.